Chillers, let me ask you something. Do you want your business to be seen as a leader in the industry or just another follower? The choice is yours. With Simple Influence, you can take your business to the next level and remain relevant with the power of influencer marketing. From just 300 Rand, you can access and hire top influencers and watch your business grow. At Simple Influence, we believe in transparency, efficiency, and innovation. So come and enjoy transparent pricing, fast delivery, and smart contracts with Simple Influence. Visit simpleinfluence.co.za now.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hey, before we start the show, don't forget, 15th of April, we're filling up Sunbet Arena.
Movie!
Are you joining us, Khutis?
You're in.
You don't even know what we're doing. Do you know what we're doing on the 15th?
Whatever. With you.
He's a rock star, man.
This guy rocks up. He meets me anytime. We meet anytime. So when you're in, I'm in the mix. Yeah.
Make sure you get your tickets. We're trying to fill up Sunbet Arena. Road to 1 million subscribers, 15th of April. But for now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome. He's not a friend of the show. This is the Grootman of the show.
Yeah.
Oskido Khutis. Welcome.
Sure, gents.
How have you been since the last interview we did, man? I gotta say, that interview is funny as fuck, man. What you been up to?
Nothing much. I mean, I think what's important these days is with Mavwigs and with Desbong Impilo, you know. You tend to realize with the dark cloud upon us, especially now in the entertainment industry, that, you know, when you wake up, as long as you're breathing, the rest, you know, you have to be thankful.
I've always wanted to ask you something. I heard that traditional Shangaan music and Venda music, you know, the one with the fast BPM.
Yeah.
The reason it's fast is because the
during load shedding, you don't play that music.
The reason why it's fast, I heard, is because the producers, when they got the software, they couldn't change the BPM. Is that true?
Well, that BPM, I think it's always been there. Traditionally, if you can see, I mean, remember that music long back was driven mostly by the drums. If you can talk about Africa, it's always been the drum. So that BPM has always been there.
Yeah,
it's got nothing to do with producers. So whoever created the ancestors kept that BPM like that.
What were you guys listening to before you got into, before you created the dance industry as we know it? What were you guys listening to, like, at parties and stuff?
At parties?
There was Kwaito.
Essentially created. That.
Yeah,
I mean, before there was Kwaito, I mean, we remember there was international house music, which we used to call international. Oh. It was big in the townships that time. There were only a few DJs who had access to that. We were buying vinyls. I think that time there were about 10 or so DJs who I knew. Kanyane, we're buying Christos from Christos and Tim White. They had a record shop called Megatracks. Mm-hmm. And this is where we bought our records. Actually, Christos and Tim White were teaching me how to mix. And from there, you know, that music, you find, remember that those days, the DJs, they will go to a record shop, then they will give you your own records, then you'll be listening and all that stuff. And we used to meet a lot of guys who were owning shop-ins in the townships. We were listening to that. Peter Mkava, the late NC president, for the Youth League. He was a DJ that time. Whoa. So he used to buy those vinyls. So we used to listen to house music internationally. Mina, this is when I got those international tapes. I would record them on a TDK, be on the streets and sell them.
So out of those 10 DJs, who was the one who introduced house music in this country?
No, for me, I think Christos has always been the one, because, you know, he brought in the record business. He was bringing in the vinyls, the music when it wasn't known, for us to get to know more about some of these tracks, the 10 cities and all that. So he's always been the hub of the music industry, even getting to understand. I think you must watch him when he's playing.
Yeah.
He's a perfectionist. He's, although I call him the toucher, because every time when he's playing, he will come in. He wants to touch the mix, even if he's not. We call him the toucher.
Yeah.
You know, so he's always been there, bringing the vinyls, and I didn't know what an SL 1200 was until I met him. And yeah, he's played a major role into the dance music culture.
That's fascinating. I've always wondered, did you know that?
No idea. Yeah, do you feel like Christos, he's underappreciated? Because a lot of us don't even know this knowledge.
Well, he's brought in a lot of people in the game. I mean, I started a business with him at Galawa, you know, because that time I had met Brad Donlaka, because I used to buy records from him, record those, you know, records, then put them in a cassette. Then I'll sit there at Small Street, you know. Then I'll start selling the cassettes. Then the music became popular. A record label approached me. Then from there they said, your music which you are selling is popular, so let's do cover versions. So then I started doing cover versions, and I had a first tape called Mix Masters. It became huge and popular. That's when I met Brad Donlaka to say, you know, your tape is causing a lot of havoc in the music industry. How much is this record label paying you? It was Cool Spot, and they were paying me 20 cents. And then Brad Don said, we could do the same thing. Let's start a business. That's when he came to me and said, we can re-record these things. Then I said, no, wait a minute. But there's a guy who's supplying me with the vinyls, Christos. That's when we met, and that's how Kalawa was formed.
What covers were you doing? I didn't know you did covers before.
No, a lot of those early stuff, which was out in 93, 95, we'll get the songs and then just redo the tracks which were big in the streets, and then we'll just do the cover versions of those, and you know, they get released and boom, they're in the market.
How many years have you been in the industry for? The music business, how many years now?
Since I was in my mother's womb, my man. Until it been kahlela mangizwi beating nje ben kha. I'm a dinosaur.
And would you say you've made most of the money that you have now from music or from other businesses that you have? Because you got a lot of businesses.
Well, you know what? I think for my side is that when I went in the music business, as I'm saying that, I always looked at opportunities of, you know, how do I really improve myself so that, you know, I can pay my rent and all that stuff. I was buying vinyls, but from those vinyls, I saw that, wow, you know, people are looking at this music. So let me transform these tapes. I think like I was pirating. So I'll get those cassettes. Then I'll, you know, I'll go in the streets, and then from there I'll start selling those tapes. And then from there we developed the business, which is Kalawa, and we're selling the music from the boot of our cars. So therefore, then one doing gigs back to back, you know what I'm saying? So therefore, it's just different things. That's why to fast forward now,
yes.
I tell artists these days is that, you know what, you cannot just be an artist. Go and get a job. Because what happens is that most of the artists I'm signing lately, I tell them that, no, you need to find yourself a 9-to-5 job. And then, you know what I'm saying, be in the music industry, you know, maunga popa uza popa. Because what we realize that most of the time is that, remember, we are only busy weekends. You understand? And most of the artists, when they get in the game, they tell themselves that, you know what, this is how I'm going to make a living. You know, they wait for the promoter. Do you know what I'm saying? They release a record and then they wait for the promoter. If the promoter doesn't come in, they get frustrated. If the artist becomes big, becomes huge and all that, okay, they're waiting for the promoter. Monday to Friday, they are not doing anything. Saturday, they got gigs. The money is coming in. But when the scene changes, some people come in or you are not fashionable, those gigs are no longer coming. They are not doing anything. And this is when you hear all these stories, you are being cheated, I'm doing all that, because they don't diversify. So it's very important, especially for a young person who's coming in right now. Because right now, there's this piano thing. Everyone thinks that it's going to be a Kabza, or it's going to be a Maporisa, or it's going to be whatever. But they've, you know, but they're waiting. Do you understand? But all you need to do is that Shama Beats, go get a job 9-to-5, and then you start working. And some of them, they even move here into Joburg. and you find uti bahlala be 10 whatever flat in, and it's hard to crack it in the music industry. There's about maybe 40,000 songs or so released every day. Every day, you understand? And if we look at, for example, Apple Music with the streaming platforms, Spotify, for them, every week, maybe they have to push about 150 songs. But you find that on daily basis here, maybe local, they are getting about, say, 5,000 songs.
Damn.
And then, which means per week, they'll have got maybe 100,000 releases.
Mm.
But they are looking for 150 songs to push, to push on the playlist, then where are you going to go in? You know, when is your chance going to come out? So it's better, you know, Mina, that's what I've been doing. That's the formula. I go in, I didn't look at, you know, what I was making in the, you know, as a DJ, but I kept on, you know, doing other things which were supplementing what I'm doing.
And that's why I'm asking, because if you look at what's happening lately, a lot of artists, especially in America, are selling their masters.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber
is the latest for 200 million.
200 million. Dollars,
somewhere there.
So I can only imagine selling Kalawa's masters, how much that's worth, dog. Because they've got hits for days.
Yeah, Bomji's publishing. That's
But you have to be thing. Remember that, for example, there's a time they wanted to buy our catalog, and
how much do you want to buy it for?
Well, you know what? It wasn't worth it, what they were offering.
100 million.
Because it's always better that you wait until the right moment comes. Remember that with Justin Bieber, they are selling, because streaming has become huge overseas.
Yeah.
Here, it's still picking up because of the internet connections and all that. But if you've got that catalog, which is worth it, hold on.
How much is the Kalawa catalog right now?
I really don't know. I really don't know at the moment, you know.
But how much would be, you know... How much would you entertain?
Yeah.
Well, how much would you entertain?
You know what? It's like difficult for you to evaluate, because I'm still finding out the formula of saying that, how do you value the catalog? Do you understand? Because there's so many formulas, especially even streaming. These days when you stream a million songs, because, you know, you find artists find, hey, you are saying stream a million, imali yami kuphi? Do you understand? We told you when you calculate that, told you maybe normally, maybe it's 30,000. Or something like that for a million streams, and then you still have to split with the record label. You still have to split with so many people and all that. Totally the royalty, my figure maybe 5,000. It's like a million. No, they've robbed me.
Because when I open a 1 million equals to one rand, one stream would think it's one.
No, it's like that, and so that's why it's very important for us to educate ourselves.
Yeah. Because when I went to Electromo, they showed me my streamings. Very impressive. I did about 6 million. With no the EP.
So
with no radio, nothing.
Six million
streams.
And how much money do you
when get? I'm trying to check it now, it was less than 100,000, bro.
It was less than 100,000.
I kid you not.
Let's get the calculator, then you calculate.
Curve, there's a thing called Curve.
Yeah.
The website called Curve, where I can check how much I'm making from streams. But it wasn't a lot, bro, at all.
And then 100,000, there's producers, there's people who sang.
Yes. Remember that you have to come
yeah,
in.
Yeah, here we go. Look at the split sheet.
Yeah.
Can you see how much it is? 57,000.
For how many?
For 6 million streams.
Okay, check. That's 50, the,
Rands, 57.
Yeah, 57,000 rands.
So, it's 6 million streams.
And out of that, I only have 25%, because the rest is, we signed a split sheet with the other guys.
Yeah, so then if it's...
So we have to split that.
So, for example, if you are getting 25, is that inclusive of 25?
Yeah.
Of the other guys?
So this is total...
Or it's yours?
It's total the EP has made thus far.
For everyone on the EP.
How much is the publisher? Who are you distributing with?
Electromode.
So which means you see that they are taking 20%.
Oh yeah, from this.
They've taken their share.
Oh yes. You understand? Yes. They still have to take 20% from this.
No, I'm saying that they've taken their share. They are showing you that thing. So maybe you have to add 20%, because they've already taken their own share.
No, they haven't. This is a
This is before they take.
This is a website that tracks how much the EP is making via streams.
Yeah. Oh, that's a third party. That data's from a third party.
Yes. Oh. So if it's 57,000, Electromode needs to take the 20%.
They need to take their 20%. That's why, you know, when I looked at this thing, Magji, that's when the idea of, if you can see, we've just launched the distribution platform, Kwale. where, I mean, for example, a distributor still needs to take that.
Yes.
But what happens is that with Kwale, then we've realized that the model is that you pay a subscription fee of about 300 rands, which is $17. Mm. But as an artist, then from there, you go in, we distribute that music. We only take a subscription fee. So what happens is that when that money comes to you, there is no deduction. It comes 100%.
Oh.
So it comes in as 100% royalties. And you can upload as an artist unlimited. If you want to release 5 albums, you know, that year, you can do that. Do you understand? Then we've got a label offering where if you want to open a label, there are a lot of young guys who are approaching you. Then from there, it's like 5 artists, you know, for a label, also unlimited. But you only pay a subscription fee of $44, which is equivalent to 800 rands. And then from there, we don't take anything. It's unlimited. Do you understand? Yeah, because it's tiny, the money which is being made at the moment. But there's nothing we can do.
And the subscriptions, are they annually or monthly?
No, it's annually.
Wow.
Yeah, it's annually. So you pay 300 rands per year, and then that's it.
So let me get this straight.
Yeah.
I'm a piano producer or whatever genre you're producing.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'm at home right now. I've got a song. I pay 300 to be on your platform called?
Kwale.com, yeah. Kwale.com. Yeah, you sign up there.
So I pay 300, ne?
Yeah.
Boom, sharp. Then I can upload as many tracks as I want.
Yeah, as Mark G, do you understand?
Yes.
Any.
What do you guys do?
Eh?
So why am I paying that 300? What do you guys do?
No, now we take it to the stores.
Oh,
remember that we now have to farm it up to Apple Music, Spotify, TikTok, all the digital all the DSPs, you know, digital service providers, they are called DSPs. It's like, for example, you're farming, you've got a farm, do you understand? When you're making, plowing
tomatoes.
Yeah, tomatoes, whatever, you've got that stock.
Yes.
But that stock goes to someone, Ut Ingene, Epic and
Pay,
Ingene Checkers, Ingene Whoopi, you know, they distribute that thing.
Oh.
Then you pay that fee.
Oh,
do you understand?
Yes.
And then it's distributed. Then you know that you are not only sitting with the stock exclusively to Checkers, but it's going all over.
Mm.
And this is the only way we can start empowering ourselves. Because as you are looking at you, that you are signed with a reputable distributor.
Yeah.
Do you understand? But they have to take their percentage.
Mm.
But if you pay them 300, me, you're just going to pay me 300, then the rest is yours.
So you're taking Electromode out of business?
No, it's not that.
No.
It's not that. Remember that the competitors which we have, it's Wotunko, what DistroKid and all that, because they're using the same model.
Okay.
But the only thing which I one thought about is that, you know, there isn't any, all these are foreign-owned companies. There isn't any African distribution platform which has come out this way.
Got you.
Do you understand?
Got you.
Therefore, even now we've been doing a lot of going around, you know, meeting the people where we're doing workshops.
Yeah.
But throughout those workshops, that's when you realize that education is more important to educate most of these artists. Because once you talk about publishing, they don't know. Once you talk about, you know, how do you, for example, pitch your song, you know, on these, like at Apple Music and Spotify, they don't know. How do you plug your song on radio? They don't know. And so the only thing which we need to do right now is Kwale. We've seen that distribution, yes, it's our key business, but our key business will be more of education.
Love
to educate.
It. Love it.
Because you know what? I've worked with a lot of artists. Lately, I've been doing a lot, working with a lot of young artists who are big at the moment on the Yano thing. But when you ask him, who's your publisher? And you tell Utumunt has got hits. That's why you find some of them, they will come in post, hey, Angina Mali, I've done so many things, I've done so many hits and all that, because the paperwork, they don't understand. And when they don't understand, when they go to record with someone, people take advantage of that and say, oh, remember, if we have to go into the studio, boom, we're doing. Mark G, you've done the beats.
Mm.
Do you understand? He's a vocalist.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Mm. So which means the split, it's a 50-50.
100%.
Do you understand?
Mm.
So the song, it's a Mark G. You're an artist.
Yeah, featuring Soul.
Yeah, do you understand?
Mm.
It's featuring Soul, right?
Mm.
Because you've said featuring Soul, Because you are the primary artist.
Yeah.
Then from there, you find that on your royalties, you're getting 100%.
Mm.
So I'm talking about royalties of streaming. Streaming, when it's playing on Apple Music, when it's playing on Spotify and all that, that's the revenue which we're talking about, which you're showing us right now.
Mm.
That's the first revenue stream.
Mm.
But because you've said it's featuring Soul, Soul must get a percentage because you've used his name.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So from your 100%, then you have to say, you know what? I'll give you 20%.
And that's a split sheet.
Yeah, exactly. It's a split sheet, which you agree on. Because you've said featuring Soul as an artist.
Mm.
The artist, it's Mark G featuring Soul.
And what I've noticed is that these guys, they do the split sheet after the song has been released. And now it's big. And now there's this 57,000 that we must share. Then it's like, oh, Konje, what's your split?
Yeah.
And that's not the way it should be done. Like, when you finish in the studio, we must all sign the split sheet.
No, it's better that way. So I just want to give you this example. Mm. So I get it. That's the first layer, right?
Yeah.
You are the artist, whatever. So when the money is coming from streaming, whatever, do you understand? Then from there, you get your 80 years to get your
20%. Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Then from there, that's the agreement which is there as an artist.
Mm.
Do you understand? It's artist royalty.
Mm.
But after that, there is the publishing split, which is the different revenue model.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Mm.
Who are these people? Who are the composers of this song?
Mm.
Do you understand? Who wrote the lyrics?
Mm.
Do you understand? It's the ownership of the song.
Yes.
So wrote, do you understand?
Mm.
And then he wrote. Mm. Remember, now the artist element is thing. Now it's a 50-50 percentage.
Yeah, on publishing.
On publishing.
Yeah, which is separate.
Which is separate.
Yeah.
So therefore, if the song is playing on radio and all that, whatever, they
Adverts.
Look at that split sheet. Mm. So now if, say, Mark G Broadcast comes in and say, wow, we want to use this song.
Yes.
Do you understand?
That's the intro of the show.
Mm. Remember, it's not a streaming song.
Yes.
Streaming, it's separate.
Yes.
So then when it comes in to that, it's going to say, okay, Mark G, this is the song we are doing. Who owns the master rights?
Yeah.
The master rights is the person who paid for the recording, which would be maybe you, right?
Mm.
Do you understand?
Mm.
And then from there, there's the publishing.
Huh.
Then from there, Mark G is going to say, then we're going to come in and say, no, this song is going to be 200 rands.
Mm.
The 100 rand is going to go to the master rights.
Yes.
The 100 rand is going to go to publishing.
Oh, okay.
But what does the publishing split say?
Mm.
It says Soul is getting 50%. I'm getting 50. That.
So
that's where we are missing the board. Most of these artists, when you ask them publishing, there's so many. I've worked with a lot of you. You know I'm always knocking to say, come and sign your paperwork. I want you to come and sign your paperwork. Those who've worked with me, they know.
Mm.
It is like prominent artists.
Mm.
And it's sad because they are losing revenue.
Yes.
Do you understand? That's why Kusasa, because you never know, Ingoma Iboli. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Iboli, remember we did last year, there's this song which we had done with Heavy K. Telkom came in and said, boom, guys, you know, we want this song. This song we did it 10 years ago, I think.
Wow.
And boom, they had 1 million rands on it.
Mm.
But now we had to go in. Inompumi, then we had to go in and say, oh, okay, this is what's happening. Kalawa, you own this thing.
Yeah.
But you know, but who are the people who wrote the song?
Yeah.
It's Heavy K, it's Professor, it's Mpumi.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Mm.
What does the split say? Heavy K owns 50% because he did the beats. Professor and Mpumi wrote the thing.
Mm.
So therefore, you know, it's more of that kind of a thing. I think Mpumi had written the song.
Mm.
So the split was done 50-50 so that you get in. Because you go in there, then you find that the publisher. And most of these guys, they keep quiet, they chow that money.
And that's what happened to Jerusalem. I heard that based on the streams, just the streams alone, Jerusalem.
Mm.
So if you check YouTube, Spotify, all those numbers,
mm.
Roughly, that song has made about 50 million rands, right?
Yeah.
And this person was telling me that because of the deal Master KG signed with Open Mic, because they have slave deals there, he'd be lucky if he got 1 million rand from that song.
Because Master is a slave.
No, remember, let me tell you. Let me tell you how we do our business at Kalawa, right? So because we'll have paid the master rights, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what happened is that when we sign an artist, a deal with an artist, remember, it's that is that 2 rands, is that 200 which we're getting.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. The 100 is for the master rights.
Yes.
So what we do is that then when we get the money Then we split that master rights. Mm. The record label gets 50%, the artist gets 50%. Do you understand? Because it's fair for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah,
because
yeah.
the record business is put in, they've marketed, whatever.
Yeah.
But most of the guys who want to go in and
take 100
the artists. Yes. And then the publishing, this is where it's key. Because most of the guys, when you talk to them about publishing, they don't understand. Because that's your pension money. It's like injury, you know. It's like when you're driving your car. Mm. You know, when they stop you, they're going to say, where are the papers of this car?
Mm.
And that car, my pumis, what are it's like a deed.
Mm.
You sign what is called a deed assignment. Mm. So every song must have a deed so that at the end of the day, who are the owners of this song?
Mm.
And this is thing which pays over time. We are talking about Justin Bieber. Over time, when you've done 100 records, then from there saying, okay, your catalog is gone, and then someone wants to buy it.
Mm.
Do you understand? Then they're going to say, where are the deeds? When I own an ex, I was with Kwenza. Bang Ropile, hey, what, I need to sell a car. So they need to get in and start doing all these things. So that's what we want to do with Kwale, to go in and educate. Because we learned the hard way.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I remember our first squabble with Pumshaka. I remember when we first said Pumshaka felt we robbed them.
Mm. Mm.
Do you understand? They fought with us at Kalawa, whatever, we robbed them. And later, I mean, they got Graham Kilfillian that time. And he says, no, your composition. Nam, I didn't know I was new in the music industry.
Mm, mm, mm.
Do you understand? I was new. I didn't even know Braton, you know, it was in the scene. Mm. But I didn't know. Can't go to publishing. Publishing.
Mm,
do you understand? Mm. So we've learned a long way. We've made a mistake. But it's for us to educate all these young people. Because everyone gets into the studio. I think it's nice. Let me sing, whatever. But you are working. You are creating. Do you understand? All that stuff you've done.
And the sad part is these labels or these majors are taking advantage, because most of these kids, like Khrutis is saying, they don't have the knowledge. They sell them dreams like, okay, cool, we'll give you an advance of X amount. And guys just want to buy Vianos and they're done. But
and
they don't
the
know.
When money comes in, that's what they focus on. They don't know that it's making other money.
Yeah.
You know, the song, which long after they're done gigging, they'll still be earning.
And then managers are screwing them over as well. So it's managers screwing them, the label is screwing them. And then you find out after that, oh shit, this song made actually this amount.
Yeah, that's why I remember the gig money comes in and go. Mm. And we must understand that you're not gonna be staying. You know, it changes.
Not in the lockdown and there's no more kids.
Yeah, yeah. And also God always doesn't have the spotlight on you. Do you understand? Mm. After a 5-year check, when hip hop was happening, when Kwaito was happening, God took out that spotlight from Kwaito. He gave it to hip hop. Do you understand? And then hip hop came in. What happened? He took out that spotlight, he gave it to Amapiano. So it's gonna change. You're not gonna be there forever. It's just like now we're not gonna be here forever. We're all gonna die. This is over song. Mm. Do you understand? Nothing is permanent.
Mm.
Do you understand? Mm. So it's very, very important for our artists to take care of that paperwork. Because especially the publishing money is the money which is going to help. You know, it's like pension money, it helps you. Mm. It keeps coming in. Yama kiku will come in, but after 5 years, you're not gonna be kicking. Mm. Most of the money is made on publishing. That's why when you hear when saying someone sold their catalog, because Justin Bieber registered it right. But if you didn't register, you've got 20 songs, you've been featured, whatever. Have you registered it?
Mm.
You know, do you own part of that song? What do you have any deed of assignment to come in and prove? Because if singa caught me ngifike ngibhale, it's me and you.
And it's so easy now because you don't even need to go to Sambro and write the deal of assignment in. You do it online. Even.
Yeah, yeah. You do it online. Do you understand? Go in when you come in. I'll tell him, okay, I know that you are the artist. I've written the song.
Mm.
But what is my split? That's why even now, if you can see in the States, there are people who purely make money on songwriting.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Listen, I'm not a vocalist.
But
I know that I will earn my earnings comes
forever.
Do you understand? Because unkulunkulu akasinikezi, you know, ngeka kunikeze yonke into.
There's a lady who wrote. She's in one of these reality shows. She wrote the song TLC Waterfalls. She wrote it. It's not a song, but she wrote it.
Wow.
Until this day, she's eating from that song.
Yes, yeah, yes, you do. I mean, all these artists, about Beyonce, that's what they do. You go in, they go look at it and say, you know what, chorus, I've got a beat. Who's the best person who can write hooks? They know that's the person. Then they do a deal with him, you know, for publishing, and then that's it. Who's the person who can write a verse? I think this is the person for me. Then from there, they write, and then they'll come and sing, and then that's it. That's how it's supposed to be.
And look at Last Last. Toni Braxton is making money from Last Last.
Publishing.
Publishing.
Still, from just the sample. Mm. Yeah. They can sample your song, it becomes a hit you're making. You know, look at, I mean, the late AKA. So many of his songs are samples, and part of the original owners of the music are eating from those, because samples need to be cleared. You get permission, but the sharp, 120%, sharp, you release it.
So, Krutis, let's take it back. I'm from my back room. I've got this song. I've done it with Saul. Number one, split sheet.
Yeah, it's very important to have a split sheet, which is Vumelan. Hey, Saul, do you understand? We've done this song together. Okay, we're in Zama Beats. What is the agreement? Do you understand? Well, since God is a gentleman's agreement, for example, Mike G won't feature. Do you understand? But when it comes to composition, we can agree because you are using his name. Mm. Do you understand?
Mm.
You
have a gentleman.
It's an agreement because, guys, without Mark G, this thing is not going to
change. True.
Okay, Mark G, on that composition, we are agreeing to give you 25%.
Don't go, thank you.
Do you understand? Mm. Then you sign the thing. Because hey, Mark G, I'm going to go next. Mm. Hey, what,
yes,
what? Do you understand?
Yeah,
what? I mean, as the case now in this Jerusalem case, it's said, because people were fighting.
Yes.
But because now everyone didn't, there wasn't anything. That's why those credits are very important. Credit everybody and then we agree. Uti gents, like now these days in Gomazima Piano, 12 kunabantu abayi 10.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Mm. Abayi 10. Mm. Then from there you have to agree and say, okay, guys, ama beats, so it's 50%. We are splitting whatever. 5%, 5%, masvumelana. We are born vocalist, whatever. Do you understand? Or you come in, you put everything in a pool, you agree, and then you have that thing, just a pen, so that everybody agrees, and everyone must have their own publishing. Then from there, that's it.
Now, my question is, Mac had said, Uguti, a studio, Melek Vunyelwane, on the split sheet. Where do you find the split sheet? Is it a document you download? Is it something you write up yourself? Where do you find it?
Well, you can download it, or you can always have, you know, where everyone is going to sign. Just have a paper where you write Mark G sings Ainile, mine, whatever percentage. And then you guys later you take it properly. You know what since Katang is no shine goma, we have one which is Pume Vibe in whatever. But Engoma, even none. But when we think, you know, it's better if the song is there. When the song gets big, there's so many stories. Which come out. And someone will say, hey, I'm cheated. Hey, whatever. Do you understand? Mm. And I mean, I've seen a lot of artists. I mean, I've been through that road. I've made those mistakes because I didn't know what's happening. Mm. Do you understand? So it's better to make sure there's Imali streaming royalties, which are there. But there's money of the composition. Who are the owners of the song?
So where do we get these publishers from? Because I struggled to get a publisher.
Well, you can approach. You can approach different ones. There are other people. The big record labels. You know, about Sony ATV, Universal does it. You know, then from there they can come in and they will do. They will open a publishing for you. They will take an admin fee, maybe 10% on your publishing. Mm. Do you understand? Mm. Then take a certain percentage.
But they don't own the songs.
No, they will run you. They don't. They will only take an admin. Remember, they have to administer the work. Every time when you do a song, you just send it, and then from there, what happens, do you understand? Depending on a deal, it can be a 40-60 deal. Mm. When are they doing the admin, they can go in, look for the job, place the song on adverts, place it, you know what I'm saying? Mm. They will do all that paperwork. Because the most... problematic thing is doing the paperwork. Mm. So therefore, if you know that you've got someone who can do the admin, it's done.
So what's your publishing? What publishing do you use?
I've been using Sony ATV. So I got a deal with them, and then from there, that's what I've done. So now I've got my Legend Live publishing.
And then Kwale doesn't have publishing. So when I pay that 300 rand, it doesn't have publishing.
No. Remember, we're focusing strictly
on streaming.
Okay. We're focusing strictly on distribution.
Yes.
But the more we are going on the ground, because remember, you need to go and understand what are the people saying. You're going to find that they need that service.
Yes.
So we're going to put in as an added service. Mm. We find that people are looking for radio plug-in. Mm. Do you understand? And, you know, so we want to get in those things so we can go in and say, no, here's a list of record radio pluggers, and then this is what you do. Do you understand? So we want to go on the road and educate, because one has learned a lot. And when you're on the ground, you also get questions and you say, oh, okay, this is how it's done. Then you understand what's happening.
So for the other added fee, I mean, services that you said people, there's a demand for them, so you're going to cater for them. Do you have fees for those yet?
Well, not yet. One needs to find out how it can be done so that it makes business sense. Remember, at the end of the day, it's not a charity organization. It's a business.
So if I want the extra, if I want to pay more than 300, what's the label? How much is the label one?
The label, you pay $844.
Yeah.
And then from there, as a label, you just put five artists. It allows you to put five artists unlimited.
Okay, so then I'm the label and I can put in five other people.
Yeah.
They don't have to pay 300.
No. It's, oh. Yeah, they release through you. Remember that it's an open, it's a business. Now, remember, for example, if Saul wants to open his record label, you can go in, pay 800. He identifies for whatever guys. Then from there, he signs them on the thing. Mm. Do you understand? And then he's going to have an artist agreement with them. Mm. Do you understand? Mm. And say, okay, guys, this is what I'm doing. This is what we're going to do. And then I'll release, not five records, I'll release different. If he wants to release on Itachi's 10 records that year, whatever, it's up to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I like that.
You can act as an agent, actually. It's a good business model. You see, you learn when you're talking from people.
Quick one. Now, I've paid Itri Klipalami annually. What happens when I stop paying the subscription? Do you guys pull down the music distribute it?
Yeah. Definitely, but they give you a certain, they will let you know and tell you that, you know, you have to
renew
to understand it's going to lapse after a certain period. Or, you know, but after that, that's what happens.
Okay, Khruti, so I'm done from the back room. I've released the song. I've done the split sheets. Everything is in order. It's on Kwele. The song is moving now.
Kwale.
Yeah. You've done that. Yeah. So let's start the process. You've done the track, and then here it is, and then boom, here it is.
Yes.
You've got it on your computer.
Yes.
So with Kwale, what happens is that you bounce it as a wave.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Because we only take wave file.
Sure.
Do you understand? You create an artwork.
Uh-huh.
You sign into the website. And then from there, you pay that 300. Then from there, you upload it.
100%.
Then when you upload it, it asks you for the splits.
Yes. Oh, right? Nice.
So it's going to ask you for the splits. How do you split this song?
Yeah.
It's going to say, Mac G, 50%.
So Penduka.
When the song starts thing, then it asks for your bank account. It asks for his bank account.
Mm. Nice.
So in Nyuguma Ingena, it splits according to... it's disinvest. Yeah. So,
and how long does it take for the money to start splitting?
Well, it depends on the on the streams, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I think once it starts coming up to about say 100 rands, but it will be showing you. Do you understand? You can start getting your disbursements. If you want to withdraw on your side, you withdraw. If you want to withdraw on your side, that's
so
how it works.
The song is big now. I'm starting to get bookings. People are seeing me. Let's talk about the team behind an artist. Like, what should an artist have behind them? So we're done with all the business stuff. My paperwork is on point. Do I need a manager, a road manager? What's the team? What does the team look like?
Typically you'll have done the record, right? Then from there you need the marketing team, right? Do you understand? And these days it's not like hard like before. Do you understand? You don't need radio to make your song big. Do you understand? You can come in, get the people who are going to help you with the marketing, or you start doing, because, for example, if you upload it on Kwale, then from there you start doing maybe chai, because your song will be already on TikTok.
Yeah.
And you start creating things, telling people, you know, social media is the most powerful team, tool at the moment. So, therefore, it's better to get people who can assist you. But if you can do it yourself, you do it.
Mm.
Do you understand? And then from there, remember that the bookings later, when this song gets big, people want to see who performed the song.
Sure.
Do you understand? Then that's where most of the money comes from, bookings.
Yeah.
90% of the revenue at the moment is coming from the bookings, because that's when you'll be getting. But it's advisable to get someone who can take those bookings for you.
Is that an agent or a manager?
Well, there's a booking agent. There's two different things. A booking agent, it's someone, so can be a booking agent. Mount any booking. Whatever, I'm taking my 20% depending on that thing.
Don't
you understand? But a manager who come in and say, okay, let me look at your life. I think Mac G, you are starting this thing. Do you understand? I think I wouldn't know. But for me, what I would advise you, like one of the artists who I've just signed, I said, no, I think you need a job. And she started working now. Do you understand? Because this 9-to-5 thing, your music, there is nothing. You cannot wake up in the morning, whatever, things are going to happen. They're not going to happen because you get frustrated, you know, because they get into social media, seeing other artists, what they are doing, and they think that it's easy to get there. Mm. God has got his own time to push you on a certain spot. Mm. So, you know, if you've got a manager, I'll say, you know, I'll get you something, or you know what? Let me go around with you and start talking to maybe clubs. You know, you become a resident. Even Mautula, 200 rand, or something. Then they go around looking for maybe sports like that or doing different things like that. So you start doing this trial and error because it's not easy, you know, especially these days to make a record for you to just pick up like that, you know. So therefore, it takes its time. Other people are like, a record can come in, boom. Then from there, they explode. Mm. But other people, it can take 2 years. It can take 3, 4, 5 years. For example, Mafikizolo took us 5 years.
Jeez!
You know, for us to break Mafikizolo.
Wow.
Do you understand? Mm. But there are other artists, Abafika, Bepope, whatever. But if an artist... Yeah, if an artist... Yeah, Mafikizolo. Go down.
Hey, Mafikizolo. Hey, yes. How about you, me?
Kind of big,
Vele bekunjalo because yabo Boom Shaka Bongo Muffin were happening and Bonabe Kyle and they didn't want me to give them the name Mafikizolo. But we feel that's your name. Because they gave me a cassette. Their first take was Mafikizolo.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, they felt it and it's like, you know, that name carried to the Mafikizolo, man. Unkulunkulu amshobe mile hayi mani kancane manje babheke hayi bafika izolo la.
So that's a manager. So the manager is managing you, the business.
Yeah, he's managing the business. He can go in and look for documents, but it's unfortunately in this country we don't have artist management, and I think it's a profession which we need to study and find out what does a manager do. We've got people who are booking agents and they call themselves managers, and it's not like that. It's a person who can sit down with you, discuss in Bonut Kwenzeranja, and come up with strategies to understand collectively. Remember, the strategies you're gonna find that out of maybe 100 strategies, and only one works. So we have to be on the same mindset. It's just like, for example, anything. You have to keep trying, keep trying. We have to fall so many times. Bega Makchi, you guys, we need new. Wow. Being coach and left, right. I remember there's a time I was on Metro. This guy used to work for...
Five.
No, he used to work... Yeah, he worked for Fresh.
Yeah, Fresh.
You understand?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I had him. Yeah, bon. So then he moved to Five. Then later, I'm sure he remembers, I got in touch with him,
for my
Saturday kicking. Hey, I'll tell him no. No, I called Fresh. I say, Fresh, where is that guy, man? Because I like his content.
You know what
I'm saying? I want him to be part of my show. Then he say, no, his name is Saul, whatever. And it, what happened? With no, F5. Then he gave me his number. I called him.
Yeah.
Then I said, no, send me. You remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Then he sent me
his
clip. And I to mail at a station in the metro. No, man, this guy was fired at 5 FM. But it's a problem. This one is a problem. That's why I get in. And I promised him, now he's excited. He's going to be on my show. And for me to get back, get in, what happened? You understand? But that's why it is. But you keep trying. You keep going on.
Yeah.
And one day, check. You guys, you found your niche.
Yeah.
And now
yeah,
you don't need anything. I want to call FM, say, I'm going to call FM. And now Metro FM, Bazo Nganda food. So now, you see. So now time. You know, imagine now. Imagine a radio station which can take you guys now. Baba. No. I mean, now, Pila, if you want to make money as, you know, all the commercial radio stations, this is your breakfast team. Make money. You're going to see advertisers coming. Don't look. Because, you know, radio, remember, radio has changed. People are looking for different. I mean, I don't listen to radio. I'm still on radio, but I don't listen. Because, you know, we've got alternatives these days. We've got whatever. But finally, Tolama Varavara, these we've been fired. I want to see Kaivat.
That's exposed.
Hey, guy, you know. So when I see you, because you're working with Dineo.
Yes.
So I remember at Piliwa FM, guys, was the hub. You know, that's where everything started.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything,
yeah.
You know, in this music industry. Yeah. If you haven't been to YFM, then you don't know.
Yeah.
Then from there, I used to go there. Then I went for an interview. So it was Chili M. You remember Chili M?
Yeah.
Then no Dineo. What a combination.
Oh, Essential Rush.
Essential Rush.
Yeah, Essential Rats. Yeah, Essential Rush. Essential Rush. Song figure lape Essential. Essential Rush. Hey, figure. Tell me, hey, figure what I get there. Ta 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 ta. Hey, figure. I want Chili M. Figure. Hey, I want. He's got something. He's drinking whatever. I didn't understand what's going on. You know, pay to mum to you, mum to you, whatever. Hey, Basha, I want invite lab, man. Hey, one. Chili M comes in, man. Yeah, we've got Oskido here, man. Oskido, do you want to do test, man? Essential water. Yeah, Essential Rush, Essential water. Hey, man, it. And Bapuzi, so all along, they were talking about Essential water. And it's Nanagi, Lemoye.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh,
yeah. Man. So sorry, man. We're on that. I had to talk about this story. I hope in the morning, Pete something when no mom did.
You've seen a lot of groups come and go. Why do you think groups break up, man? We've seen Amaroto break up recently.
Yeah. Now.
Who else has broken up? Quite a lot. Black Motion.
Black Motion.
Why do you think that happens?
I mean, Bongo Muffin broke up at some point.
Well I think I think for me it's human nature, you know, and I think people mustn't get surprised because after a certain period, you know, we are wired differently. Mm. We grow and we start having our different things. You know, ngeke sihlale siyimpintshi pinch.
Of course.
You understand? Because I told you maybe so in a fro, mind you, Abonu Makji, he doesn't groove as much as we do. Mm. The other day, he came to visit me, you know, with his wife, and I say, Makji, na yangini yazo man to be beer. I said, hey. Masipuzele this side, I'm funny fro. But I knew him as a rock star. So open car, whatever. But
not your days, man.
Not that thing says change, no madam. No, no, no.
So
things, you know, when you grow, things change.
Yeah.
And for me, I think you must accept that. You must enforce a relationship. Mm. It happened with us. I mean, so many groups have seen it happening. It happened to Mafiki Zulu.
Mm.
You understand? It was the same thing. You know what I'm saying? It has happened to Pongo Muffin. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So when I see what's happening right now, it's, you know, it's nature. That's how it happens.
You don't think it's egos?
Well, egos develop. Within the groups, do you understand? Those are the. That's why I'm saying that we are different. Do you understand? I'm not gonna speed. Last time I spoke about speed, he said, "Don't ever." That was another ego thing.
Yeah.
Then utolomuti, someone is doing this, whatever. Then from there, the ego. Then the business suffers. Mm. Do you understand? While is when you look at the bigger picture and say, "Okay, this is the brand." I feel that we are outgrowing it's ourselves. But why don't we do it this way? You know, I continue with this. But when you are needed with your busy schedule, you can come through. Do you understand? Of which that's what we've tried now to do with Pongo Muffin, because it was also an ego trip. Do you understand? Now, they're pulling each other, going on to shows without Utandis. So Utandis have felt and say, guys, but you know what? I'm part of this group.
Mm.
Do you understand? Yeah. Why are you taking bookings without me not there? Do you understand? They had their own story and say, no, Utandis is busy. Do you understand? So you start pulling people, then you listen to both sides of the story, and then you say, okay, let's sit down. Then we find out that time you say, saying, I'm available.
Mm.
Guys, check with me. If I'm available for a gig, I will honor the gig.
Mm.
But if I'm not available, that's it.
So how come you haven't sat down with Black Motion? They were a good
Well, you know what? I mean, they come from us. I mean, first, finally, we have one of things to settle down. Because at the moment, you can't go in. You know, when people are fighting, don't go into that now in the middle of thing. Let it to simmer down.
Got you.
And then from there, you start saying, okay, Black Machine, let's look at here.
Mm.
What made you? Who you are. The same thing we did with Mafiki Zulu. It was the same formula. We let them go for 3-4 years. Hlanhla was doing his own thing. Uthia was doing his own thing. When we tried to put them together, they didn't want to talk to each other.
Huh.
And I don't know if I can put Umeda and Small Uti, do they want to talk? I'm sure they will scratch each other. Do you understand?
Yeah.
But right now, you need things to think and say, okay. Because life, you can't run away from life. Life is also about him. Then you start looking and say, you know what? God created this food for me. But you know what? Saying, I can't lay plate.
Yeah,
I can't lay plate. Ish. Do you understand? But what can I do? So after that, you're going to come back in your senses. Then from there, then things can come right. So that when we work, remember, Uti, you don't have to force people to talk to each other. Do you understand? Put them in, you know, I've been in situations where you find that I have a conflict with other people, but you find that it's not the right time for me to. But, you know, as time goes on, the mind, then you see, I mean, even when you are angry, you get angry now, but when I try to talk to you, we are wanting it to be something. But after 3-4 days, the mind settles. Yeah. So I think now eventually it's going to be like that. I mean, check the biggest group in the world, UB40. They are not performing. They are not talking to each other. Those were the big. So it's not
the what's Beatles happening. As well.
Yeah, yeah. What's happening to Amaroto? What's happening to Black Motion? What's happening to whoever it is? It's part of life. But one day, let's find each other.
Yeah. You were recently at AK's memorial.
Yeah.
How was that, man?
Oh, super mega, man.
Yeah.
That's why I see, hey, you know, life is, is something else. Life is korokoro, you know, because, that was like, it came in as unexpected.
Where were you when you found out?
No, I woke up on Saturday morning, then, you know, they told Mori, you know, AK is like, wow. You know, that one hit me hard. I remember when they told me, I stood up. You know, because I've got this habit, I don't want to touch my phone in the morning.
Oh, yes, yeah.
You understand? Because once I touch my phone in the morning, my day is messed up because I start consuming a lot of stuff and I don't. So I try to leave it. I touch it after an hour or so when I've settled. Because once I'm getting out social media already.
5 hours is gone.
No, five. Ah, no, we are new.
Yeah.
Ah, no, it's gone. Mm. Well, when did they say there's no swearing anymore on this podcast? Ah! Someone is saying, no swearing was killed.
What the fuck?
But I took my phone that day. Say, no, is it real? And when you know, I could feel my tears, you know, coming down, but I had myself and I just, you know, it hit me. Because especially when they're saying that he was shot and all that stuff. Mm. And I saw that moment. Then from there, I didn't know what to do. And I had a meeting somewhere, 4 ways. And the only person I knew what I need to check on was Uzinhle.
Of course.
Because I just said, you know what, let me just check what's happening there. How are they going to break the news? Do you understand? To check on her. And I called her and says, no, I'm here, Vele, Nyawa Kinen. Then I went. Then I said, have you guys told Cairo? He said, yeah, me and Ulin, we broken the news. And I went to Zintli and I found Cairo playing. You know, kids, they take time whatever.
Yes.
And this is when with Zintli, I said, you know, let's go. And from there, we met the family. Yeah, that's why, you know, it was really,
How is the family?
Well, you know, I mean, that time Kinen's mom couldn't speak, you know. Everyone was down, you know. That's why night we just went in random, no Zinhle, whatever. And then later, abanye sebengitshela ukuthi ngiyatrenda ukuthi hey, why ngaqokanga ijacket? Ngithi ijacket kanjani bengayithekile. Angithi abanye, you know, phela these social media, kunabanye abahlala, hey, Oscar wabahloniphi, hey, what? I don't know, they took me and I mean, I'm a rock star. Zinhle called me and then we met somewhere, you know, incidental. I said, no, let's go. You know what I'm saying? This was on a Tuesday. Nhlangana noKabelo naye umfundisi futhi, you know, he's got his, you know, menu, t-shirt. But what was good is that when he got there, he gave us the strength, you know, Kabelo. And for me, that's what I respect about him. And from what he went through, he came in, he gave leadership, and he told us how we are in this world. This world, it's only temporary.
Huh.
You understand? And for me, him being there, his presence, he held it down. Refilo was there. And all that. Penny was there, and from there, you know, but the body was still in Durban. And, you know, I was kunabanye abakhuluma this and this, but I think this is when we start getting to understand why, you know, the Lord's presence. So Kabelo came in, held it down, and yeah, that was it.
And then when you hear Costa Titch just a few weeks after?
Yeah, as in I was on the decks. I'm playing. I was at Maboneng on Saturday. And you know, I'm out Jala these days. You know, Jala.
That's crazy. We're also playing in Maboneng. We're also in Maboneng. Yeah. He was playing.
What Cosmo? Where? Cosmopolitan.
Yeah, I was at Giorgio.
Yeah.
So I'm playing. It's like, hey, Master T said, but what?
Yes.
Hey. I was. And the funny thing is that that happens, right? Then yesterday, last week, I got an Instagram, a DM from Gloria Bosman.
Oh, no.
And she says that, you know, Oskido, hey, I'm cleared. I've joined Kwale. Do you understand? But I'm struggling with this, Yabona. Hey, can you give me the contact of a person, you know, on your support team? Do you understand? Then I say, no, email support at kwale.com, whatever. But send me your number so that one of our support team can call us. Do you understand? She had joined the platform. And I'm excited. I'm telling our team and say, wow, you know, Gloria, for Kwale to be noticed by, you know, these are legendary iconic artists. Then yesterday, boom, I see this thing. I just say, wow. What is God telling us? There's something which is, you know, the dark cloud which is hanging, which Nkulunkulu Kulumanati is like talking to us somewhere. Because it's like, So it.
And then what do you think about these gigs, man? Don't you think these gigs are killing our kids?
Gigs?
Yeah.
In terms of what?
Like these kids are doing like 4, 5, 6, 7 gigs.
Overexerting themselves.
Well, tell you what. I mean, we used to do that. And it depends. Remember that a gig is like how you carry yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was like that. I mean, I would go in, you know, because I used to rock drunk. You understand? I'll come in, whatever. And, you know, told Uti, I'll go to gig after gig. Mabing pikenlin, ne podlela, ne spinza, ne plav. By the time when I'm done with my fifth gig, I'm messed up.
I have a friend like that. He can't play sober.
Yeah.
Right, so he's trying to be funny. What do they call him? DJ Funzo.
So it's like that. But later I realized, you know, when years go in, then you realize, this is what this is what's helping me, you know. This is my life. It's like a job. You know, because I had made a lot of mistakes. I was I was causing chaos wherever I was. You are a promoter and come a DJ box. Then from there, but later, you know, when you get older, you start realizing that, you know, when you have to kick, go in. Do you understand? Do your gig. We span. Now I don't even drink. I just go in, whatever. Maybe my last gig, this is when I know. Whatever. Get a driver, person who's going to drive me, and then that's it. This thing of doing 3 gigs, they need to be planned properly. It's got nothing, because we need to rest our body, because at times we don't understand what this body of ours, it's designed. But like the way Unkulunkulu designed Elendo is complicated. You understand? So we can't abuse it. So therefore, once you know that you've got a busy schedule, rest. You got a driver, whatever. It's how we carry ourselves. And I don't think there's nothing wrong doing 3-4 gigs a night, but pace yourself and understand where you are going and all that.
Love that, man. Anything else you want to ask, Khrutman?
No, I think we covered everything.
How's the TikTok business going? Hey, you got a big following on TikTok.
Oh, it's huge. What's the
it's massive. What's the character?
This is Judy. It's going well, and I think it's been amazing. And this is what it's very important as an artist, because right now it's creating a different brand. Of mine as Oskido.
Wow.
Do you understand? And for me, TikTok, it's a happy moment. You know, every time when I do it, because people always say, oh, for you to be happy, you have to do this. But when I'm creating all those tasks, you know, I have this, you know, because you need to be in that space for you to be happy. And it creates those happy moments. But when I was doing it, remember, I studied it with my kids as a family thing. It helps me now to spend more time with my kids. Because I didn't have any memorable things.
So it could receive.
Hey, Bruce, let's rock. So now, because that moment I spent time with them, even, you know, they so it helped me to realize that, wow, you know, it's a happy moment. I'm spending time creating those memories which are going to live forever.
Mm.
But as a brand, I'm starting now to get, you know, brands interested.
Oh, wow.
So now it has created another revenue stream.
Yeah.
If I want to have frustration, I want to say, what? I know, so we need a revenue stream.
Nice.
Because now brands are coming in. So I'm looking at it as a business. So it's just diversifying my brand. And now I'm getting to realize that I'm getting to be known by a market which didn't know me.
I'm meeting
the kids now. Daddy is from TikTok. So, no, it's creating another market which I didn't touch.
I'm
enjoying it, man. Blessings. And it's only God who can give you all. It's not me.
Yeah.
But it's the power of God, how God can drive you into certain elements.
You've got a piano album you dropped. Listen to the kids, right?
I've been dropping a lot of different piano kids.
How's that doing?
It's doing well because I worked with a lot of young artists, young stars. And it's always good because, you know, when you sit down, you let them do what they have, what they are doing, and then you come in, your feels. Remember, piano, do you understand? Mm. So, therefore, it's within my range, do you understand? Sure. I realize, then come in, say, okay, let's add this list. But you let them do what they are doing, then you come in, you add your elements. So, yeah, we're in a good space, and piano is in a good space now.
Lovely. We're going to play a game. It's called Guess the Artist, yeah? We've got a couple of names in this hat of artists.
You need
to describe who the artist is without singing their songs. So you can do whatever. Just describe who it is, and then we have to guess who you're talking about.
You have
about.
To give us, yeah.
Give us some clues. Are you
lead
ready?
Us.
Lead us. Lead us. Leadership. Are you ready?
But you don't need to. Don't say the name, though. We need to guess the name.
Yeah. You can do it as Sis Judy, however you want to do it.
Let me start with this one.
Who's that? Who's that, Banook?
Who's that? It's a DJing now.
It's a DJ.
It's like. Maporisa.
It's a woman.
It's a woman. Who's that?
Okay,
who's that?
Guys, I'm joking. It's something else. You know, this guy, we did a song, and we've just finished doing a record, you know. I had to call, because you see me, if I work with people, I always call their bosses.
Yes.
So I had to go in and say, Kabza, whatever, do you understand?
Who's Kabza's boss?
And then Kabza says,
no, Kabza is the boss.
Yeah, he's the boss.
Oh, yes.
Then Kabza said, no problem, Krutman. He was in Tuana.
Dali Wonga.
No, wait. Then you call me. And then in Tuana, young Fonela. And that's how, you know, I respect Kabza for that. And then you call me within 30 minutes or an hour, he was there at the studio. Very professional, very clean guy, but I'm trying to get his moves because he's not too much, but he's the biggest thing.
Youngstana.
Yeah.
And I should have known. Yeah, also Youngstana speaks about quality. Yeah, also, there's a video Stana, I've seen on Insta.
What a boy, man. What a boy,
man. That guy's talented. Youngstana.
You know what? You can see his transformation. Every time you listen to his record, he improves.
Yeah.
And then he tells you that, you know, I come from a background, hip-hop. But he's something.
I've never heard a bad Youngstana song.
Or a bad verse. Listen to
he's
that.
Thanks, Wile.
Yes. Is he the one who didn't know what publishing is?
No, I'm sure. I'm sure Kabza must have because Pori, he knows where all these things. Remember, Pori, he come from Kalawa. Then when we passed on the thing, because he understood the whole thing, so you know it's a relay. Now he has to pass it on to Kabza. Kabza has to pass it on. If it hasn't been done, Pori, you are responsible.
Let's go next one.
Beautiful soul.
Yeah.
Beautiful soul. One of the best songwriters in this country in terms of soulful stuff, you know.
Msaki.
When I met her, no. When I met her, actually, she used to do a lot of R&B. She was also signed to Kalawa later.
Wow.
And then when she came in, she was coming from the States, actually. She was more R&B. And her sister brought her. Actually, we were working with her sister until in Awega Kapisiswake. And the sister told us, no, she can sing. We say, really? Can she sing? And then, you know, she was from the States. Then I said, okay, give us your record to hear what you can do.
Yeah.
And boom, she gave us. It was more R&B. Then I said, okay, but you think you can put a bit of local Kosanyana in you? Then we can start.
Ah, come on.
Who is it?
Zonke.
Oh, you got it right.
Zonke. Come
on. Yeah, yeah. Wow. Yeah. She's got a brand new record coming up. People must listen to it. What a powerful, what a songwriter.
Yeah, is she still with Kalawa?
What? No. What happened, remember, Kalawa is a university of Kalawa.
Yeah.
You understand? When you graduate, you come in, you set up your own business, you set up.
Oh,
your... So it's
beautiful.
An institution. Even right now, Kalawa, we've stopped. We're no longer signing new artists.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, now we've put it up as a catalog label. Do you understand? Because we've done our thing.
Yes,
but what happened
man.
Is that all the people we've signed, we make sure that they start... you know, their own things and all
beautiful.
That. So if you can see everyone we've worked with, Zinhle, she started on record label.
Yes.
Everyone has got their own stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's if you come in, you learn. If you don't learn, it's your fault.
Mm.
You understand? You come in those rooms. If you don't spend time with Mandla Spikiri or Mahuta learning anything or Bruce Dobsivitlo or Bradon, then from there it's your fault. Because go in, get knowledge, and then you go in, boom, you start flying.
And I think Zonke is not happy with the current streaming model and stuff. She's going all CD.
Okay.
That's what I saw. Yeah,
is
she posted
it?
That it's going to be dropping out on CD and other ways. Yeah,
yeah,
just
yeah. But
to
yo,
get the direct
she's got
income.
A beautiful, yo, what a songwriter. And I know she's also doing... You know, the good thing about Zonke, she's got her own people.
Mm.
Even if she doesn't release whatever.
Yes.
But if she goes in at Canval City,
she's
got a show coming up at Canval City. She's doing actually a road show all over the country. She's got
Bamnanyabo
sister. I don't know, there's something about her. Even when you meet her, she's just that type of a person. And
lovely. All right, should we do one more, ne?
Yeah,
let's do one more. Khrutis! Let's go, Khrutis!
I want to buy.
I am frustrated.
What's the name?
25K.
Is it a rap?
What's it doing?
It's a rap. You must work harder.
I'm frustrated.
Shai Spitori.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
We're going to do a record together, 25K soon.
right.
Oh, okay.
Eh.
Yeah. Hey, this same rapper.
Eh.
Yeah, female rapper.
Eh.
Yeah, you know, remember me, my career started more on the rap game, Rapativity Jam.
Yes.
So I knew all the old school rappers, but later there was this female, she came in just about maybe 5 or 6, when now hip-hop became popular, she came in and she's there, but she didn't really, because you remember, female rappers, it's been tough for them to really crack the market. Do you understand?
Very few,
yeah. Yeah, very few have really
made it.
It's been tough. But I know that she was in a relationship with one of the boys from Durban Nights.
Durban Nights!
Shumaya!
You're rocking there!
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm your sister, Rinji. We are born as in Kayaga.
Is it Mabena? What's her name?
Sibu Mabena.
Not Sibu, man.
Oh, man. She doesn't sing.
MTV used to host. Signed to Cash Time.
Yeah, but now I think she's doing different things. I've seen her. She's doing a lot of good stuff. Her brand is still... I think she had her own podcast as well.
Oh, Gigi Lamin!
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Guys, I'm giving you easy clues, man.
Let's do another one. Gigi Levin.
Oh, Gigi,
yes.
She's on fire right now.
Yeah. Podcast picking up. Shout out to her, man.
She's on everything hip-hop or something. What's it called? Love and Hip-Hop. Yes.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, she's the star on that show.
Oh, beautiful.
But this one, anyway, it's just like Kwaito. Remember when Kwaito started, Tina used to go up with Tsiki Tsiki, yo, whatever. You know, we're doing one-word answers, but Omakesh, Bazwagala, then Bafaga Mavese, whatever. So therefore, he's a big piano artist. And what happened is that my piano changed. Remember when it started? It started exactly the same principle of Kwaito is the way my piano started. You are
yeah.
When they started, we were Tugana now.
Yes, whatever.
You understand?
Yeah.
And then later.
Man, I am sure Vumbali.
Yeah, do you understand? Yeah. I'm sure Vumbali. It had a lot of rappers, but later it became soulful. And he's one of the best piano, you know. He's a male artist, but, you know, he's more soulful. His style. He brought more vocals.
Same to Soweto.
You're close.
Setril.
You're close. Cousin to Setril.
Oh, Baniwanga! Oh, yeah, he's good as well, man.
He's amazing.
Yo, man. What a talent, man. Guy. Yeah, Mapori is a spotted good talent, man.
Yeah.
I know you're telling my guy some shit. He's not a gatekeeper.
Oh, yes,
this guy, yeah. You know that guy?
Yeah.
What I respect about him.
Yeah.
At Kalawane, we've had so many people coming in.
Sure.
And then he used to come in, Upori. He would sit. Yeah, when I'm Spano, totally remember Black Machine, Heavy K, Abo Uhuru, all of them, Abo TJ Clap. But when we are working, you won't want to leave the PlayStation. Do you understand? Yeah, that time he was a gatekeeper saying, hey, Baba, move. But he will spend a lot of time with me. When I need something, Mapori, there's something coming in, you come in, do, whatever, whatever. And you know what I'm saying? Learning the business, always inquiring, whatever, you know. So even when this game, remember when Kum came in, he was there, you understand?
Even
this Shumaya guy is a guy who came in, hey, Khutman, we need to understand, so lose my melody, to understand, they send me. In terms of A&R, listening, good ear, is one of the few guys who's got a good ear.
Yeah,
he can spot talent. And then later when he did that, you know, then from the rest, I'm not saying that the rest I've worked with, they've done.
Yes.
They haven't done anything.
Yeah.
But he started, like, structuring. Even when he started, like, to say, you know, I'm starting my own label. Khutman, this is what I'm doing. And then he saw a gap. And then he come and say, hey, I've got this boy, Ukabza, you know.
Yeah.
And then, you know, this is what's happening. He's got so many instrumentals, man. And then Kabza, I remember him coming to my house and all that stuff. And he started developing this person as a business. And he told me that we're going to do a 50-50 kind of thing. And he did that. And then Kabza, I remember, we saw Alexander, Shalange Pasi, what, Caravella, and Maporisa put him, you know. Then from there, until Kabza Sinindao. And they started the Scorpion Kings as a project.
Yeah.
But right now, check what it has done.
It's massive.
It has developed as a business.
It's an entity.
And after that, he started, like, you know, Kabza, have your own label, Piano Hub. You know what I'm saying? Which was the right thing to do. Me, I'm going to have my own thing. Kabza is signing his own thing. He's signing his own thing. But when they come together,
it's fireworks.
You know what I'm saying? Even these guys, Melo and Sleaze.
Yes.
You know, they told me, hey, you know, Khutman, we're helped by Upori. Upori speaks highly of Kalawa. He speaks highly of you. And then when we're about to sign a deal, Upori said, no, wait a minute. Let me go to Sony. Let me speak so that they can open your own record label.
Wow.
So millions, at least, they've got their own thing.
Oh.
You understand? And if you can check a lot of young people who've come in on the piano thing, he's really opened the doors for things.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that what you call a gatekeeper?
That's what you call a gatekeeper.
It's empowerment. Pori, King. Pori Lent, Mac G, next kick. No, so Penduga, MCs, the beef is done.
Thank you.
There's no beef. Stick the deal, Linda.
Pelile.
Thank you. Krutis, thank you so much for coming through, man.
Thanks for the invite, man.
Here's a pair of Vice sneakers. I know you love local brand.
Yeah.
This is a proudly local brand, eh?
Hey, it's evil. Pela, we don't want a local brand. Mfana, aye, aye.
What happened?
When I was putting on, I put on a size 10. But when I was putting on the sneakers, I'm finding as well in Bamba. We see, yeah, one at this side, you know.
Yo.
My foot was like, Kariane.
This is quality.
No, this is proper. Thanks, man. Wow. So is this the latest kid?
Yes, on the block.
Yeah.
See, there's the guy, Muzi. He started it 2 years ago.
Big up, man. We love this. We love this. That's why. So now, you guys, you've got this baby.
Yeah.
You've got the gene.
100%.
You've got the podcast. What else do we have?
That's it. That's us.
Yeah?
We're done.
We'll see. Yeah. Growing.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Kind of. Yeah. You see, this is what we call how to diversify. Mangitama artists are totally 9 to 5. You 9 to 5 in Kulumanga.
Yes, exactly. No, it's very important.
Go in, we start doing. So that we have one amount of Valeganji, Uvalaganji,
Uvula. I mean, look at Shimza does it very well. Prince KB as well. He's into
Prince
tracks.
Prince KB just rides his bike now. He's not stressed about releasing music. He's into tracking. Or gigs. Yeah, he's got wine now.
Because you see, that's why the mental health, it kicks in because we've got a lot of huge mental issues.
Yeah.
That's why Kwale is also going to be part of our thing because, you know, we all get depressed. We all go through all this stuff. So, but if we don't talk, we don't have those forums. Mm. And especially as artists, because from Monday to Friday, what are you doing?
Mm.
Ask yourself. Mm. But if you have to come in, you find the out here, I'm going to do designing techies. Let me do something. Mamfuna makuinya. You know, just do something to support what you're trying to do. Man.
Why the name Kwale? Why the name
Kwale? No, he's Thakazelo.
What does that mean?
To understand.
He's Thakazelo, man. Clan names. What's the thousand letter from Bomkwebo?
I just know Bomkwebo. Never Bomkwebo.
For real?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I think Vaya. Oh, Gonji. Okay. Vaya is a brand which you create. And then
No, it's not my brand. Yeah. They just sponsor the show.
Oh, okay. Oh,
it's a young black owned brand.
Manje, angeke senze litheki lethu uyabona singalibizana uyabona singanibiza EMOS.
Yes.
Mosquito sifake nje iprint. Isifake liya. Siyazi ukuthi phela ngithi sesazi ukuthi isprintwa kuphi. Siyambe China. As I remember Zizi, when he started a brand. I'm vice China when she started era.
Yeah.
Then we had to go there, no Zinzi. And I'm introducing her in China.
Yeah.
But now she has taken it to another level.
Yeah, no, it's massive.
She has taken it
to I think she was celebrating 10 years, I think.
Yeah. Mm. But now she's got 5 stores. Chief.
Wow.
Yeah. Check what's happening. Yeah. Hey, Baba, OMS call.
Says a lot.
Podcast in Chile, we are here. Jeez. Boom.
Taco.
Taco Crutis.
Henda, you are now entering a space for black history, a voice for the voiceless. The Harbinger on the Line Revolution. A marriage of chillers and platform that will last longer than it, girl's marriage. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungo yig, even if when they ask you, how sabiin, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.